This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Saw this in the Wall Street Journal today that WeWork could be seeking bankruptcy Chapter 11 protection as soon as next week. The company became known first for its stylish and oh-so-popular co-working spaces, and then second, but much more spectacularly, for its implosion ahead of an initial public offering that had been planned for 2019 at a valuation of $47 billion. So perhaps the question is not why it's filing, but what took so long? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
The story of WeWork's meteoric rise and equally dramatic fall has spawned think pieces, podcasts, documentaries, and a prestige TV show, We Crashed, starring Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway.
WeWork's role is to elevate the world's consciousness.
All you have is me.
Professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan has taught WeWork as a case study in business classes.
I think there are two sort of surprise miracles here. One, that this company was able to get so big to begin with, and two, that it has survived on fumes all these years.
Really, he says, it's survived on the giant pile of cash it got from investors like SoftBank. In 2019, WeWork scrapped its IPO and ousted its now famously eccentric founder, Adam Neumann. It then restructured and did go public in 2021 through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company.
And here's the company's pitch. We've got some adults in the room now, and it's a new company.
But he says WeWork's business model has always been shaky, and it's only gotten shakier since COVID came along to weaken the commercial real estate market, says Jeffrey Havsey at Moody's Analytics.
WeWork has its own set of challenges compared to some of the other flexible office space providers.
Namely, expanding too fast, signing scores of long-term leases it later couldn't afford. Jamie Hodari, head of WeWork competitor Industrious, says his company does it differently, mostly partnering with building owners to manage flexible office space rather than lease it out.
One of the great ironies of this moment is that the flex market, pretty much everywhere in the world, is having record performance.
That's because many employers are rethinking their permanent offices and using more flexible space. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.